Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show. If you're just joining us, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for a coffee on this Monday. Episode number 226 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues. Last hour, Dave Naylor of TSN and the number one pick in the CFL draft, Jordan Williams of the BC Lions, joined us from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm getting a little annoyed at a few people, one being the Stamps fan in Calgary. I said we'd have breaking news on the Canada West, and this Jeff Stamps says, everyone already knows the breaking news, Rod. No, not everybody does, Jeff, because I didn't. Not everybody knows. Can you please back away from the keyboard, man? Because you're starting to piss me off. And this was the announcement that we thought would be coming down Friday. We talked about that, right? Will there be an announcement Friday on Canada West football? There wasn't.
Right.
And today, I don't even know that this is a statement from Canada West, but the word is the teams have been told to prepare for a five-game season beginning what?
Early October.
October the 3rd?
Yeah, early October.
Yeah. got a new viewer here, Connor Anderson, who just started watching the show this morning because he saw the ads last night for it on the SJHL simulation playoff game. Connor says, glad I decided to check out the show today. It's great. Thank you, Connor. It's new. Interactive television between the viewers and the hosts. It is. Thank you, Jeff, for saying sorry. Not everybody knew the news. You did, but not everybody did, okay? And then with Naylor, just ahead of Devin Haru. And Devin, you're really coming on at a great time. You got me in a real spicy mood here. But Naylor just said what I said on Thursday. Without government assistance for the CFL and no season in 2020, this league will very likely fold. Naylor said it in a much more eloquent, nicer way than I did. But mine, you know, that's why I love the recovery business so much. I call it the truth business. Here's the facts right between the eyes. If they don't get money from Ottawa, the CFL will likely fold. And you got Jason Fichter on here saying, well, that's what Naylor told me on Friday. Yep, I agree with him. Really? Because you said that this show's all fake news. And I said the exact same thing, just more direct. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
I know the finances of the CFL. That's why I'm all for them getting the money, by the way, because they can't survive long term without it.
People have trouble a little bit with consistency. One day they like the message. The other day they don't, or their opinion swayed by who's telling the message. And that's the one thing, you know, with you is I just don't think you've ever swayed in that. You're pretty consistent in what you believe.
I'm just going to tell you the way that it is, or at least it's what I believe.
And you do it in the way that it is. And it's not always comfortable. It doesn't always feel good, but it's consistent. And you have to respect it because it's the way you feel and the way that it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
From Sean Dufour, WHL linesman, SJHL referee. What's in that coffee? Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum. I went up and spoke at a banquet east of Yorkton in, I can't remember the name of the town at this moment. It was Grey Cup weekend. And I gave a speech. And a guy came up to me after and said, you stepped on a lot of toes in here tonight. I'm like, what? Well, you do really, you know, drop the truth here. And people, they're not prepared for that. What, did you want me to lie? Like, I don't get it. I hurt your feelings because I told you the truth. I'm sorry. Toughen up, Buttercup. Okay. Let's bring him in. Woosa. CBC's Devin Haru joining us on the program. How are you, Devin?
You're fired up. You know what? This is reminding me of 1999 Rough Rider calling shows post-game is what it is. I'm having flashbacks. Welcome to the jungle here,
Devin's
in my
plants.
Living room. Yeah, downtown Toronto. It's the only thing keeping me company these days.
Why are your plants so famous, Devin?
I have no idea. I want to throw them over the balcony because I can't escape my plant fame at this point. But hey, they survived. They're survivors. I'm on the road 8-9 months out of the year and they won't die. I've killed a cactus. I can't kill this ivy behind me. I don't know why people love them. People love food. People love plants. It's all that I see on social media these days.
Devin, boy, where do you want to start? Because there's so many things we could talk about. What's on your mind these days? Please.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, let's get right into the CFL because I just got off the phone with some CFL sources. I wanted to bring you the goods because I know a lot of people are watching. Great show as always, guys. Naylor nailed it. But what I can tell you is that the CFL later today is going to be having a meeting. What they tell me is that their government relations team is in conversations with federal ministers right now. That's a good thing for the CFL. And if you go back to what Trudeau said when he was asked after the story broke the next day, it was one of the first questions at that press conference. Will the CFL, will the federal government step up and give that money? Listen, it sounded like a non-answer from Trudeau, but in political speak, in PR speak, the fact that he said discussions are ongoing was really important. And government relations staff that the CFL have hired are very encouraged by this. It was a PR disaster on how it rolled out. The $150 million, as soon as people saw that, their eyes went wide. The horse was out of the barn. The CFL source I talked to said if they could do it all over again, they would hopefully want to start with that $30 million. It's less jarring. But listen, I think you're bang on. I don't think the CFL survives if they don't get the money. And Naylor and you, you're all asking it. I'm asking it. Who's paying if they don't get this money? I have asked that question over and over. I'll continue to ask it this week because I think if the CFL doesn't get that money, it's going to be an ugly day for the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, and they've faced many, and they're saying this might be the worst. And by the way, I think it was Clark told me, you got to see Devin's replies in your tweet on this last week. That obviously CBC viewers who have a different view a lot of times than mine, but people are getting very worked up about this.
I mean, that's it, right? We know it, being from Saskatchewan. People hate the CFL at times because it's kind of like the corner store league, right? It's the league we all grew up with. It was a league that on Grey Cup Sunday, we all went over to friends' homes and we celebrated the quintessential Canadian game. And so when people can pile on the CFL, they're going to jump all over it. And yeah, I mean, it was ugly. I actually, that tweet you're talking about, CBC News retweeted it to its millions of followers. My tweet, beautiful, right? I had to mute that conversation because it got ugly. So for me, being a CBC reporter, I think it's important to really walk people through where is the money going. These guys aren't billionaire owners. We know that the league isn't making billions of dollars. So the CFL could do itself a big favor right now in the middle of this debate on giving us some facts, giving us some details, breaking it down so that the non-sports fan who knows the CFL isn't making millions year after year and is put together by duct tape and front offices can barely keep the lights on right now. If you can give us the facts, you're going to do yourself a lot of favors in the PR world to the non-sports fans and sports fans. So that's what I'm thinking about today. I'm going to continue to track this story. I'm working my sources. As soon as I get off here, I'm going to be making more phone calls. We're going to be delivering a deep dive piece later this week on a breakdown of CFL finances, revenue, where they're getting the money from, and how the CFL came up with this $150 million figure. Nobody can answer that question right now.
Do you love this kind of stuff, Devin?
I mean, I love it and I hate it. I'm a pretty sensitive guy, so when my tweets are blowing up and I'm thrown into the middle of the storm, I sort of buckle up, like I always say, embrace for it. But yeah, I mean, look, I haven't sat this still in my life. Normally I would be on the road, I'd be flying to events, and the fact that I have to sit around, I'm just trying to submerge myself and immerse myself in all of my work right now. So yeah, it keeps me distracted. I can make phone calls. I've never made more phone calls and Zoom calls and FaceTimes in my life. So it's fun. It's fun. I'd rather be at a curling rink. I'd rather be at, I mean, a year ago I was following the Raptors around on that remarkable run. So what a difference a year makes, what a difference a day makes right now.
Well, to be honest with you, I appreciate you. If you're that busy, I appreciate you spending the time with us and giving us some of your time. However, as I tell these young bucks around here all the time, Devin, life's about relationships, and you and I have had a long, very good one. So I appreciate that. And I also said to the guys, the number one question I had for Devin was, you've resuscitated life into curling. Can you do the same for the CFL? You've got such a huge following there.
Well, you know, it's been hard for me because everybody knows how diehard of Rough Riders fan I've been, right? I mean, I got my start with CBC Saskatchewan when I was 16 years old because of my fandom for the Rough Riders. I was this crazy fan getting on a Greyhound bus all by myself, going from Saskatoon to Edmonton for that 2003 West Final. Can still remember that. Pulled Nealon Green a little too late in that game and put in Kevin Glenn, almost made that miraculous comeback. I can remember it like yesterday. But listen, I love the game. And so for me, it's always been difficult because I am such a diehard. And yet the CBC journalistic standards and practices says I have to be a little more objective when it comes to the great Canadian Football League. I think I've always done that. The last 2 years, I've had to write about the Bombers beating the Rough Riders in the playoffs. You can imagine how painstaking every keystroke was for that. But I will do everything I can to make Canadians care. You should see our daily sports meetings when I state my cases for the Canadian Football League and why it needs to be on the CBC Sports website. I love the game. I'm going to bring those curling fans over to the great Canadian Football League. And Naylor said it. He thinks the government will step up and give money. From what I'm hearing from my sources, this isn't my opinion. This is what I'm hearing. My analysis is that the government is looking at ways to get the money. And the one thing that I think has been left out of this conversation, the Heritage Minister announcing a couple of weeks ago, $500 million for art, sport, and culture. And I understand right now they're looking and combing over that $500 million, trying to move some of that now to the Canadian Football League. I'll keep you posted on all of those updates.
Oh, good. Thank you. So from producer Clark, he says, what does Devin think about the shakeup in Saskatchewan men's curling recently? Like an atomic bomb went off in men's curling in Saskatchewan last week or the week before. Are you following it?
I am following it. And you know what? I think it's a really good thing. And I was reflecting on Dunstone. I think the guy's got the goods. And then I thought about Gushu, right? So Gushu out of Newfoundland and Labrador, 13 years he went to the Brier, should have won it, could never win it. Then the Brier returned to St. John's 3 years ago. I watched that final again last night because I can't get enough curling. But Gushu took 13 years to get to the pinnacle of his game, and now he's won three out of the last four. I think when we see people like Cooey and Gushu and Jacobs, when they sort of fall off the scene, I think Saskatchewan's going to return to granite glory. 40 years is enough, and I think Dunstone's going to take us to the promised land.
Wow. I love it. Racket! Racket! I know that's going to go viral with the curling guys. Devin, anything else?
Hey, man, I'm just living day to day. You say it best, you know. That's all we have. That's all we have is today. There's been some ups and downs. I've never been so introspective in my life. Just being still, taking it all in, putting out the stories. Let me finish by saying I had the great honor of talking to Humboldt Broncos Grayson Cameron. Of course, what a remarkable journey he's been on. 2 years ago, breaks his back in that horrific crash. Now commits to the NCAA Northland College team. I had an hour conversation with him the other day. He's at home in Olds, Alberta. And you know what, Rod and Darren, the thing that stands out to me about this journalism career that I never thought I would be on is that I always get the beauty of perspective. When I think I have it bad, when I think I'm having a bad day, I talk to these people who have overcome so much, who are so inspiring. And so to me, that's what I'm thinking in these inspiring stories, these people I talk to who say, hey, it's not as bad as I thought it was. And just soak up today. That's all we have.
Thanks for this again. I appreciate our friendship so much. Keep in touch, man. Glad to see you're doing so well.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks as always.
Devin Haru from CBC Toronto joining us, and a Saskatoon lad originally. Boy, we got a lot to get to.
Oh, yeah.
And recaps on all of that. And Matlin Riley coming up, Riders first round pick from the Saskatchewan Huskies, a Melfort product. Hang on, more on CFL funding, more on all of our topics. We'll be right back. It's hour two of Canada's morning sports talk show, The Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall, we're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. See the commercial for Suds in the break, or maybe you heard it. Come on in, Darren. It's okay. We're not CNN here. Everybody's all afraid of being perfect. If you haven't noticed yet, we're not perfect. Anyways, Kirby from Suds said, you want a poll? Why don't you put on the poll who should get funding, CBC or the CFL?
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot. Can we do that tomorrow? Can you make a note of that?
That'd be incredible.
Who should get funding, the CBC or the CFL?
Holy smokes. People's heads might pop off.
I know. Pause 1 second. Sports update. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson headline a $3 million charity match for COVID-19 relief that will mark the first live golf on television since the pandemic broke. The May 17th match will be played at Seminole Golf Club in South Florida, a fabled course along the ocean where Ben Hogan once prepared for the Masters. McIlroy and Johnson, major champions who have reached number one in the world, will be partners in a skins match against Oklahoma State alumni Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf. USA Football is launching an app that can help coaches and parents on all youth levels of the sport at a key time, too, with so many youngsters across the nation unable to gather for any games or practices. The free app called Coach Planner by USA Football was built by the governing body of the sport as part of the football development model that aligns with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee's American developmental model. Maybe it's downloadable in Canada. I don't know. Coach Planner by USA Football. Try it out. And a couple of weeks ago, former Montreal Canadiens tough guy Georges Laroque was running 5 or 6 days a week as he trained for a marathon. Now, the former NHL enforcer's biggest challenge is trying to breathe clearly as he fights COVID-19 from a hospital in Montreal. In a series of videos from his hospital bed, the 43-year-old said he began feeling symptoms a week ago Sunday when he was helping to deliver groceries to vulnerable people in his community. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. See at Wendell's. I said to a guy yesterday, my good friend Mike Lee, I said, I would be more than happy right now to just jump in the car, drive to Saskatoon, have lunch at Wendell's, and come home. That would be a great day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
It would be awesome.
Think about small things that you may have taken for granted.
Yeah.
On the media, my mind's racing with what our guys said today. National reporters, Devin Haru of the CBC and Dave Naylor of TSN. Dave said he gets so upset because he wants the truth. So do I. But I feel with the media, I just don't trust anybody anymore. I used to. I've told you how many times I say to my wife, what are you watching that for? You're not getting the real story. And I'm not going to name the networks, but I've had police call me and say, Rod, why are they reporting this? That's wrong. That's a lie on certain stories. I'm like, I can't speak for them. I don't know why. You know, from the police.
Yeah.
So, boy, if Dave's upset because he wants the truth and he's only pointing the finger at Trump, there's a lot of other people that aren't telling the truth in front of microphones either.
Just got to watch the 6 episodes of Waco to see how right. the reporting doesn't always match the story.
And that's why I don't understand with me. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to BS you. And I'm the one that's getting freaking arrows shot at me all the time.
People aren't used to that. They're not used to just getting the truth with no filter, right? They're not used to it. So it's uncomfortable. But I think you have to respect it. You can't help but respect it, right? It's authentic and it's real and people see that. We just don't have enough of that in the world.
Well, with the CFL thing, so over to Devin, like, so he thinks the CFL will get funding. Good. I've been on record since day one since I heard it. I'm in favor of it too. What did people think? Did they think this was a league full of millionaires? Because it's not. What did they think? You know, does any of that surprise you other than the good news that the government realizes it? The CFL needs the support.
They do. And the country needs the CFL to an extent. It's just everybody has so much trouble seeing outside of their own world and outside of their own little bubble. And they can't see how something that doesn't directly affect them might affect them in other ways. We all want the immediate results. Well, you know, the CFL team's getting money doesn't affect me. That doesn't help me, so I'm not interested. Well, you don't realize that it might come back around to help you in a different way that you don't even realize. Like you even mentioned in one of your columns, $100,000 per restaurant for a CFL season. If that doesn't happen, each of those restaurants loses revenue. And they're going to wonder why the revenues were down. They're going to blame COVID. They won't realize it's because there was no CFL season. So you got somebody out here who's not a sports fan, you know, saying, why are they giving money to the CFL? We don't need it. Well, yeah, you do. For a lot of other reasons, but people can't see outside their own little bubble.
I wish I could just pause the Facebook wall because there's great comments coming in. And Jim Wagner on the Prairie Mobile text line says, well said, Dave Naylor. Thanks for some clear thinking. Some people just don't get it these days. We'll come back on all of that because we're really excited to bring on Matlin Riley, the newest member of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, first round pick in Thursday's CFL draft, Saskatchewan Huskies lineman and a Melfort product. Matlin, good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing good.
I bet. I tell you, how has your life changed since Thursday when you became a Saskatchewan Roughrider?
I mean, so far it's just been doing a lot of interviews and media calls and stuff like that. But, you know, directly right now, because there is no training camp, it hasn't changed a significant amount. I'm just continuing doing my training and all that stuff.
I bet. Well, take me through Thursday night. You didn't have to wait long to hear your name called, or did you feel like you were waiting a long time? What were your environs? Where were you? Who was around you? Take me through Thursday night.
Yeah, so me and my wife were just at our apartment here in Saskatoon, and all of my family was either back at Melfort or around, you know, different parts of Saskatchewan. So we just had a Zoom call set up, and it was actually kind of funny because the way it worked out, when we were on the Zoom call, our internet was lagging a bit when we were covering the draft, and my family all found out before me, and everybody was celebrating, and we could see them all celebrating, and you know, we're kind of, me and my wife were confused, and then we finally heard it, and yeah, we were celebrating too. So it was really exciting, and yeah, it was just lots of fun.
Did it feel at all like the NFL draft? Did you watch any of that? Obviously, you had your wife there, so I mean, jump up in the air. Did you have that kind of moment?
It was kind of something like that. It wasn't exactly that crazy, of course, because we were a little confused about what was exactly going on. But yeah, we were really excited nonetheless.
Well, and the Rough Riders, too. I know how much they want to draft local if they can. So you checked off some boxes. They wanted O-line depth. They wanted a local guy. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your football story, if you don't mind, growing up in Melfort and getting to the Huskies. What's your road been like?
Yeah, sure. So I started football a little bit later compared to most kids. I started when I was 15, but that was as early as we could in Melfort. We didn't have a minor football or anything like that when I was growing up. So I started in grade 9. My football coach kind of recruited me in the hallway to play. And I was luckily, I was already a big kid for nine man back in grade nine. So I got to start right away with the senior team and play 4 years of high school senior football, which was, you know, it was a lot of fun and it was really good. And it was kind of in grade 10, I tried out for Team Sask and I had made the team, which kind of surprised myself there. And that's when I knew, okay, there might be something with this football journey. I, you know, might have an opportunity to go play further. And kind of from that point, I just took it one day at a time. I was lucky I had really good coaches in Melfort. Both were former university players and one was a physiotherapist. So he was really big about getting us in the weight room and that no doubt helped me get where I am today. So he taught us how to work out properly and everything, which was a really big blessing when you're in high school. So yeah, I basically just continued on working out, playing football, and my path led me to the U of S. I was recruited by a couple of schools, but the U of S was an obvious choice for me. It was closer to home than any other school. And my brother was already going to the U of S, so it just made the transition there really easy. I just moved in with him, and yeah, I really liked the coaching staff as well, and the O-line coach, of course. I mean, Scott Flory, he wasn't the O-line coach at that point, but still just being an offensive coordinator and getting to learn from him, it was great.
Is that Coach Rogers in Melfort, Dave?
Yeah, you bet.
So the nine-man game, and I know Rod said this a little bit, if you're good enough, you're going to get seen no matter what. So what's that like, you know, coming from a nine-man game, small, you know, somewhat small town in the country? Melfort's not that small when you think of Saskatchewan communities, but, you know, going from there and now all of a sudden a first-round pick in the CFL.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is, I mean, like you guys were saying, if you're good enough, you get seen. And I think that's, you know, true with both myself. And there's actually quite a few of us from that nine-man program that went on and played secondary football. And actually, I guess my new teammate now, Logan Furland, he's also on the Riders as well. So I mean, that just speaks volume to the coaches there. But I think the big thing when you're playing nine-man is just being able to get some exposure into 12-man. So playing Team Sask is a big thing. And most of the guys who went on to play post-secondary, you know, did play Team Sask or they were going to extra camps. That's the big thing. It's like, you know, you can only do so much while you're in the nine man because it does get disrespected by all the other city schools and, you know, the university coaches. It's don't really know how to compare it to their 12-man game. So you do have to branch out and eventually play some 12-man if you want to make it into university.
Just a couple questions left for Matlin Riley, Riders first round pick. Did you hear the news this morning? It happened since we've been on the air that the Canada West teams have been informed to prepare for a 5-game season beginning the first week of October. I don't even know if that was a statement from Canada West. Had you heard that this morning, Matlin?
No, I hadn't heard that actually. I'd heard rumors of it just through the grapevine within my own team. I kind of figured that's what was going to happen. So, but no, it's good to hear that the Canada West is still going to go forward. That's exciting.
Yeah, here's hoping. Absolutely hoping. And I got to be honest, you're the first guy I've ever met, and I've met a lot of people named Matlin. What's the story behind your name?
Yeah, that's a funny one. That, you know, I've never met another Matlin in my life either. So I guess the story behind that one is when my mom was naming me, she liked the name Matt, but felt the name Matthew was way overused. And she kind of heard the name Maitland before, which is an English name. So she just decided to slam the two together and go with Matland.
I love it. Hey, can you congratulate her for me on a winner? And in every regard, man, good luck with your football road. See you soon and stay safe, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Matlin Riley, the newest Saskatchewan Rough Rider. I knew there was a story, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I know a Maitland, actually, from back in Wynyard.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but not a Matlin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a naming story? Because I have one.
I don't have a name.
You were going to be Darren right from the start.
I think so. But my middle name was handed down from my dad and my grandpa, Ross, but not my first name.
Well, here's my name story. And since we've got time, I won't take too long on this, but you've met Rand, have you not?
Yes.
You guys all know Rand. He's my counselor. We co-host the Recovery Hour together. And he's talked about the various snafus and boondoggles that I have in my life. And he says a lot of them go back to when I was little. Okay, to having two older brothers and just relentless teasing and torture from them.
Yeah.
And so my naming story is, if I was going, you know, I was the third child, last child. If I was a girl, I was going to be named Lindy. And if I was a boy, it was going to be Sterling.
Oh.
And so, of course, my brothers found this out and called me Lindy for a long time. And, of course, the only way that I could get around that was thinking there was an NHLer named Lindy Ruff, and he was pretty tough. Right? So I wouldn't be the only guy called Lindy.
Yeah. It's actually kind of masculine now when I put it in that context.
But anyways, I wasn't a female, so the Lindy went down by the wayside. And as far as Sterling, that was my mom's idea, and my dad just said, no, not happening. So they agreed on Rodney.
Okay.
But in retrospect, I'm Sterling Peterson.
Ooh, it's got some reverence, doesn't it?
It's just doesn't got, it?
Yes.
Is it too late? Clark goes, can we go back? The Sterling Peterson Show.
Yeah. It's, huh? Got some heat. It's got some heat.
Yes, it does.
If you ever do something completely crazy and Rod Peterson can't be in public anymore, we'll come back as Sterling
Peterson. Sterling Peterson, yeah. Believe me, if I haven't done it yet, I won't. But Neil Shuchuk, watching in White Court, Alberta, he says, LOL, I have a cousin, Lindy. She's a great lady. From Nelson Hakowich, put on the powder wigs. It's the Sterling Peterson Show. It looks great in print.
Just be great little marketing. You're like Mankind and Mick Foley and Dude Love and all the other ones.
Different personalities.
Had. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm Sterling Peterson, and that's the way it is. Hey, I can't steal. You guys are all so young. You don't know what these lines are. That's from Walter Cronkite. That's how he signed off the news every night. And that's the way it is.
Uh-huh. His mustache on.
Yeah, exactly. I just love educating the young bucks around here. And by the way, I'm not done on the Naylor thing. I mean, listen, I see me getting roasted on Facebook for saying the CFL is going to fold if they don't get federal funding. I don't care. Doesn't bother me that I'm getting roasted for saying the truth. Doesn't bother me at all. Because I know that's a fact. But Naylor said the exact same thing. The one thing, people may not like what I say, but you don't ever hear anybody say he doesn't know what he's talking about. You never hear that, do you?
Never.
So I guess I could dress it up a little better, but why?
Why? Exactly. You don't need to. The message is out there. It's the same thing. If people don't like the way it comes across, that's tough. Listen to it, understand it, and take it for whatever you think it is.
Well, it's certainly entertaining. Shuey writes in and says, loved your dad. He missed out on a great name. Well, it's Rod Peterson's been fine. There aren't too many of those around. Jeff Gervais, Sterling Peterson, telling it like it is. Sterling Peterson. I'm going to come in here tomorrow and everything's going to be changed to the Sterling Peterson Show. I feel like that's what's going to happen.
The guys are already on it downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs. You have to change my car logos, my laptop sticker.
And put a mustache on the guy,
yeah.
The cartoon.
Landon Andre writes and he says, I told my dad about your show and he's stoked. He's all holed up and sick of COVID-19. And I said, my friend, have I got something for you? From Cooper Campbell, the football guy in Mississippi. Thank God, Rod, you are not Sean Hannity. From Fox News, by the way. I will say this, we'll break and we'll come back with more of this fun and frivolity. But Darren has told me this. There's nobody else out there like me. Jim Lang has said the same thing. You can't say he's copying this guy, you know? Or people saying, what, are you trying to be Don Cherry? Not trying to be anybody. I know there's people across this country going, this guy can't be real.
I know.
Well, these people, we've seen it.
Yeah, it's happened.
And the people that my family and my closest friends know, that's just him. He's just rolling every day on the air.
Yep.
Not copying anybody. Prairie Mobile text line is open for any of the topics. I'm still waiting on the top 7 Winnipeg Jets of all time. We got stumped at the goalie. We could use some help. 306-840-8777. And we'll check the poll results, too. Who's the greatest NFL coach of all time? Don Shula passing this morning at the age of 90. Don Shula, Bill Belichick, Vince Lombardi, or other? Lots to get to. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. The poll is up. We've already posted, when we went to air, the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily poll question, and that is, who is the greatest coach in NFL history? I just gave you the options. On Facebook, you see Belichick's running away with it, 46% of the vote. Vince Lombardi, 25-ish. Then Don Shula, and 16% voted other. And that includes our director, Jordan, who voted other. He says, I got to go with Joe Gibbs. Successful in the NFL and then switched to a completely different sport and has been intensely successful in NASCAR. I don't think Jordan gets the intent of the vote. The question was, who's the greatest coach in NFL history? And then to the rock star of the day, who is it for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Jordan Williams of the BC Lions, Dave Naylor, Devin Haru, or Matlin Riley? I'm going to vote for Matlin. Naylor's leading. Sheesh, I just put it up. Naylor's leading. Matlin Riley's second. Devin Haru third. Jordan Williams fourth. But you've got 23 hours, 58 minutes to vote on it. I just put it up. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. So by the way, a lot of things on my mind here. You know, we're going to radio. I can't say when or where, but we will before long.
Yep.
Some out of market stations say that we're too Saskatchewan, and I'm not going to apologize for that. We've tried to reach out and make overtures to other markets. But the point being this, a couple reasons I'm saying that. One, Matlin Riley just fits the mold of every offensive lineman I've ever met in my life. Big, mostly white, very smart. But he's not a guy that's going to have a lampshade on his head at parties. Doesn't look like.
No.
You know?
He is not.
So he mentions that he's from Melfort, and his wife and him were watching. What is he, 22? Who's married at 22 these days? You know what he reminds me of? Scott Moe, the premier of the province, was an agro. And this is where I'm getting into that Saskatchewan thing. So all my cousins, the country cousins here, went to the U of S, and they are in agriculture. They call them agros. They all went to university with Scott Moe. So I said to my cousins, when I've been around Milestone a lot in the last year or so, I got more time. I said, tell me some Scott Moe stories. And they go, there are none. He was married at 19. He never went out. The premier. He should have been an offensive lineman.
Yeah. He's built for
Isn't
it.
Isn't that funny?
It's like, yeah, dialed in with straight and narrow. And yeah, that is funny.
Shuey chimes in, Neil Shuchuk from White Court, Alberta. And he says, no, you're too Regina, LOL. I'll take that as a compliment. So there's all that. Like, everybody here is connected, which, by the way, is a great thing, but it's also a bad thing in terms of, like, the Humboldt tragedy. When you have a tragedy, everybody feels it.
Yeah.
The good thing is y'all get through it together, but, you know, those ripples don't go too far out because we're all one. And then to the Winnipeg thing, he had that guy, Bomber for Life, on Twitter saying, hey, I love the show. It's not just CFL. I listen every day. But here's the thing about Winnipeg, and I said it for years, and this is back to the truth thing.
Yep.
You're not going to like it, but it's the truth. You notice that I can pick out a personality type or a condition like that. I've been trained to do it.
Yeah.
You look at Winnipeg sports fans. A year ago, and up until a year ago, for a long time, they got a lot of baggage. They're a hurting community when it comes to sports. Can you blame them? They had the 29-year Grey Cup drought. The Jets have never won anything. So to our poll, TSN has the top 21 players of all time for all seven Canadian NHL teams. Who cares? I couldn't name 21 great Vancouver Canucks. Get down to seven, you're talking about something.
Yes.
But as I follow a lot of Winnipeg fans on Twitter, because they're great people, there's a fight over whether the Jets even existed before 2011. Within Winnipeg.
I know. And who owns the... I mean, forget about the records. I mean, I try... When I search, a couple of sites pop up, and I'll search Winnipeg Jets all-time leading scores. And it brings up the version now. So I'm like, well, how do I get the old guys? So I type it, Arizona Coyotes, all-time... It only brings up from when they're in Phoenix.
I know.
So I can't even pull it up.
It's hard.
With the old guys. It's hard.
But my point is, how do we come up with the top seven Jets of all time if even Winnipeg can't come up with the top seven Jets of all time? Brian Warshin from the BC Lions podcast in Vancouver. He says, you're a Saskatchewan-based show. What do people expect? As a BC Lions fan, I get more Lions news and interviews here than in my own market. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. And we are trying to branch out, but we are still what we are. And I'm not a big fan of changing if I don't have to. Trent Bruner from Norway writes it. This is gold, Jerry. Gold. Scott Moe used to play defense for the Shelbrook Elks Senior Hockey Club, a stay-at-home defenseman who played well against the Canwood Canucks in the Three Rivers Hockey League. I was the PA announcer for the Canucks and saw it firsthand. Come on! It doesn't get more Saskatchewan than that. It doesn't.
No.
And worlds colliding, Jerry. It remind like he's a lot like Mikowski. Matt and Riley is like Mikowski. Mikowski's connected to Mo. See what I'm talking about with the connections? Yeah. And I played on the Ryder hockey team. And boy, did we have fun. And I'm talking about just on ice. We had a blast. And I remember playing one night in the RCMP depot. They have a hockey rink there. Did you know that? They have a hockey rink at the RCMP depot. So it's the Riders against the RCMP cadets and staff. It was great. It was the first time Mikowski comes out to play. Canadian Football Hall of Fame lineman. He looked like a bull, a female bovine on skates. Think about it. A bull. And of course, I'm in goal. And Gene never crossed center ice. Like he would get it, would go as far as the red line and stop. So after the first period, I'm like, what are you doing? Why do you not go in the offensive zone? He's like, I just like to play defense. I said, I'm fine with it. I love it. There's never going to get trapped 2-on-0s coming my way because Gene's got it locked down. Right? That's his philosophy. But one night we were playing in Strasbourg and I played out because I could do that. And I was playing forward, and in between whistle blows, I'm skating backwards to our bench, and I pivot. Just as I pivot, I run right into Mikowski. You know those hits, Clark, when you feel it from your ears to your ankles, and your guts shift in your body? That's what happened. Hitting Gene Mikowski is like hitting a deep freeze.
Like trying to kiss the express train.
My helmet went 40 feet in the air. I think it might still be up there in the rafters of the Strasbourg rink. So it's a Saskatchewan thing. Why would you change that?
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Wow.
So listen, think about that. You got some thoughts.
I do.
We'll be back with overtime because that's even more fun than what we're doing now. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited about a lot of things. I got a lot of notes here that I didn't even get to yet, and I won't today. Maybe we'll move them to tomorrow, but I'm excited that the Rod Peterson commentary starts tomorrow, 9:50 a.m., 5:20 p.m. on Cat Country 98 FM for all of deep south Saskatchewan, as we call it. And I built my own home studio, which quite frankly is a broadcaster's dream. I don't know what you guys' dreams are.
Oh yeah,
I've been stroking off a lot of dreams. One, a yellow Jeep. As Jim Smalley, my former agriculture director, said, every farm boy's dream. Stroke that, huh? Home studio, every broadcaster's dream. Got that going, so I'm recording the commentary at home. That's exciting. I don't know. What's your dream? This?
Yeah. I do it every day. I love it. The home studio thing is cool. This and seeing where this grows, the emails I'm reading in between a thing, I love that stuff. And there's lots of that we don't even talk
about.
The
business side of it.
I like that a lot. And then obviously being on the air, I love this and I love doing live games and
right.
the freedom to be able to pick and choose what I'm doing. And I'm even loving the SJHL stuff that I'm going to do.
The Sim stuff.
Tonight again, which will be fun.
Well, that's why the last year has been a year of learning for me. And I think nobody can see what we see. I've said it a million times. We see what's coming, so it gets us excited. But if you don't see that, why would you think that this is going to be the next greatest thing? You have no evidence of it.
Right.
Other than just tune in every day and enjoy yourself. Bill writes in from Assiniboia. Time on Cat Rod. It's 9:50 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. Every day on Cat Country 98. Regarding the hockey story from the RCMP depot, Michael, went off the screen. What did he say? Michael Knight wrote in. The old depot rink had the best locker room. So big. Too bad it isn't a rink anymore. My father-in-law used to drive the Zamboni there.
So there's no rink there now.
It's gone, yeah. Sorry.
Was that on duty or by the Royal Regina, like the training?
Both.
Yeah.
They take up the whole area.
They do, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cooper Campbell, Rod, we are going ahead with plans for football, but it's not going to be safe. I will not be shocked if tons of athletes say they are not going to play. Lawsuits flying around. That's Cooper Campbell watching in Mississippi. When you say we are going ahead with plans for football, I assume you're talking about the National Football League, Cooper. His daughter works for the Dolphins, as you know, because we've been in touch with our trip going down there.
Yep.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. I'm glad that I don't have to worry about this. That's what I know.
No.
In terms of it doesn't affect our lives like it does a pro football player, health officials, or so forth.
But you do that and you rub your face, and I get the same thing, except that we are dealing with that in terms of, are we going to have a trip? Stuff that, that seems like a long way off, but stuff that we're thinking about right now is, will we even be allowed to cross the border to go? Will we be able to get on a plane and go watch the NFL? Is that going to be allowed? I don't know. I don't know where everything's going to be. Are people from here going to feel safe going to Florida? Watch a game. I'm not sure. I hope so.
One day at a time. Bracelets. It helps. Ken in Saskatoon writes in. Prairie Mobile text line. He says, the segment with Dave Naylor was excellent. He had a very enlightening presentation. He earns my rock star vote for today. Devin Aru was a great interview as well. Clark continues to book excellent guests. Great job. Ken in Saskatoon chiming in. Oh, Leo Ezrin's real funny guy from the CFL Alumni Association writes in and says we should have stuck with the name Lindy. Ha ha ha, Leo. From a guy named Leo. Metal Shingle Guy. Leona. Metal Shingle Guy writes in. Well, Rod, your porn name is your middle name and the street you live on. In your case, Sterling can be substituted if you prefer. Your middle name and the street you live on? My porn name would be Petter Gordon.
That's pretty good.
My name is Rodney Petter Peterson. It's Danish. Don't ask. Petter Gordon. Or the North American pronunciation would be Peter Gordon. That sounds like a porn star.
Peter Gordon.
Doesn't it sound like
it? It does. Peter Gordon.
What would be your middle name you're the street that you live on?
Oh,
everybody,
man.
Let's figure this out.
Mine's not good. It'd be Ross Lakeview.
I love it.
That's okay.
That's fine. Clark, what's yours? Middle name on the street you live on?
Kitchener Francis.
Sounds European.
Yes, it does. Sounds weird.
Thanks.
That's the alternative porn channel.
Right. That's the one you got to pay for. Dan from Regina. Oh, he's thinking like you're thinking. He says, Garth Brooks had Chris Gaines. Rod Peterson has Sterling Peterson. That's pretty good alter ego name, in my opinion. I'm Sterling Peterson. You know what? Sterling Peterson will host the news show.
Yeah.
Coming from IKS.
There you go.
Now I just got to learn about news. And by the way, Ken says, can you please tell Dupes to stop touching his face?
My hands are clean.
Are they?
And that's what our, sorry.
Our
safety guy said, yeah. So we got to, you know, you wear the gloves coming in. But when you wash your hand, he's like, once you wash your hands and you're in your space, he's like, go ahead. Your hands
okay.
are clean.
Everybody, don't write in. Because I got to read these. I don't want them sliding off. Tomorrow, your porn names. That'll be the thing. Neil Shuchuk writing in from White Court, Alberta. He says his porn name is Joseph Poplar. I can see it. From Jeff Michaels in Medicine Hat. His name is Mark Somerset. Can we write these down?
You know somebody.
These are great.
Somebody is making their own star maps, though, and trying to figure out where we all live.
I know. I notice no women have written in yet. And probably won't. Landon Andre says, I used to... break from that. Landon says, I used to think LeBron was the greatest. After watching The Last Dance, is it even close? DuPont said before, it's who you've seen. But hell, I've seen MJ now, and damn, he never took a game off. That's why the older I get, I just let people debate their little debates. There's no debate. Michael Jordan is the best there was, there is, and ever will be. Done. No, don't talk about Kobe. Don't talk about LeBron. And yeah, because of The Last Dance, that's what's important about remembering these people. We're trying to get it going with pro football in Canada. These people can't be forgotten. I mean, I did that dinner in Saskatoon, the Kinsman dinner. You were there. Glenn Hall gets up. He's 88. Guy played 502 consecutive games in goal in the National Hockey League without a mask. And the whole room went, that should never be forgotten. But it is forgotten because people don't care what you did. And it's wrong. Oh, Denise writes in. Thank you. A woman writes in with her porn name, Irene Woodstock. That's pretty good.
That's great. Yes.
From Brady in Saskatoon, my porn name is Garrett Sebastian. That sounds real, too. This is getting way too real.
I know.
We had to go off the air before they forced us off the air. Tomorrow on the program, the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, Riders lawn snapper Jorgen Hoos, Shamad Chambers, CFL veteran, and Deshaun Brissett of the Argos. Nice work, Clark. Second overall pick of the Argos. His brother's a Raptor. Anything from you, Dupes, before we let you go?
No, it's great. See you tomorrow.
What was it? Easton Riverview? Lakeview?
Ross Lakeview.
Ross Lakeview? Yeah. I like it. Thanks, everybody. See you at 10 a.m. Tuesday right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.